Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. We hear often said that there are no guarantees in life, but when it comes to happiness, E.J. Seals Jackson, author of Living From Within, a tribute to love and happiness, begs to differ. Following decades of a rather arduous journey in search of inner peace, E.J. began to see happiness in a different light. She finally understood that despite conventional wisdom, happiness is not a thing that we find out or find somewhere. Instead, it's the constant presence of the feeling of love that resides within each of us and is in fact our natural state of being. In her guide to spiritual growth and development, EJ shares insight from her own journey as well as wisdom from amazing teachers who have traveled through the dark night of the soul to emerge as a powerful spiritual guides who are passionate about helping others settle into the flow of happiness that is already within us. EJ Seals Jackson, author of the highly praised Living From Within, a tribute to love and happiness, our guest on This Week in America. EJ, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, and it's even greater to be with you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so appreciated.
It is our pleasure.
And just listening to what you're reading, it's just so true. I mean, every time I hear those words, even though they are my own, I just get exhilarated at the prospect that we are already happy.
Well, I am excited. Reading this, I'm getting excited. So I've got so much to talk about on the program today. I'll give you information on EJ's book, Living From Within, where to get it, of course, the usual places, and EJ's website. I'll give you that as well. First of all, let's start at the beginning with the book. What inspired you? What motivated you to write Living From Within?
You know, we all go through the dark night of the soul. We all have some version of that, okay? So, of course, I was no different. And when you're going through that, you know, you're just seeking answers. And asking, it is given. It took over 30 years to just kind of figure out what is going on here. And once I figured it out, you know, you want to share it. When we have this kind of insight, you know, that we have been granted by grace, you know, we really want to share it. And now I realize, although it took me over 30 years to get to this point, at the end of this show, everybody's going to know how to be happy.
You know, it's interesting because so many of us have gone through what you went through with the 20, 30, 40 years of trying to look. It's always elusive, but we're looking for it. You actually found it, and you're sharing it in your book.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And in that context, this is what I came up with. First of all, you know, we start by trying to fix the problem. But if we keep in mind, we just want to be happy. We just want to feel good. We just want to be happy. And that's what this book does. We start with the end game. I had to go through that because otherwise I would not be able to share this with you. But I lived it. But through it all, I realized, as you were saying in the introduction, happiness is a feeling. So if happiness is a feeling that is inside of us, not only is our happiness guaranteed, it's inevitable. We are already happy, and that's what I want to share with you today.
And that's what I think makes this book, Living From Within, by E.J. Seals Jackson, our guest on the program. What makes it different? Do you feel this is what makes it unique? For so many of us, we're looking for a thing out there, this, again, elusive thing that's out there. You point out it's more than that. The book is different, isn't it, than all the others out there written about this topic?
Exactly. And the thing is, this is about feeling. And that's kind of the point that we have missed. We've been following our thoughts, but once I ran into Neville Goddard, I speak of all these people in the book because I didn't get here by myself, so of course. And there's just so many wonderful teachers out there. And I ran across an article or something online by Neville Goddard. And he said, feeling is the secret. Feeling is the secret. And that is so true. And we are not aware of our feelings. And you know, although little known, there's nothing that we, the only way we can experience anything, including the energy we refer to as God, we have to feel it. And when you really get into, I mean, it just makes perfect sense. That's another thing about this book. It's just very logical. It, you know, it just all makes sense the way that I have laid it out here. And it's just nothing that could possibly be controversial about it, because if you can feel, and we all have feelings inside of us, and we have thoughts, we're going to get to those, you know, we already got it. We are, it's already done. It's already done.
The book is so, Living From Within, A Tribute to Love and Happiness. The author, our guest, E.J. Seals Jackson. Book available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. E.J.'s website is ejsealsjackson.com. Very simple to remember, and we'll have all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, so you can get information and order the book there as well. You say that in order to experience happiness as a way of life, we must incorporate two essential components. What are they, and how do they contribute to our happiness?
Okay, first of all, you got to be aware of your feelings. See, that's the whole key. Most of us are not aware of our feelings, and that is so significant. We follow our thoughts, and you know, it's these thoughts that keep this war going on our heads 24/7, okay? And Eckhart Tolle, the author of A Power Now, he says not only our thoughts 98% useless, they are repetitive. Okay, so you really don't get anywhere. I mean, thoughts just take you back and forth from heaven to hell and back again, you know. So that's really what I've come to realize about our thoughts. And you too can have that same experience. Feelings, on the other hand, that's where the wisdom is. And when you think about it, okay, if I say I feel happy, I am happy. If I feel safe, I am safe. If I feel loving, I am loving. So the first component would be you got to know your feelings. And the reason I say that, because you really got to know, we all believe that there is a higher power. I think most of us believe that. The only way you can connect with that higher power, whether you call it God or Snoopy, whatever, you got to feel it. So if we are not aware of our feelings, we cannot know God, because that's the only way we can know God. The other thing that I had put in there, we got to get at ease within ourselves. And I mentioned an author who talks about inner reconciliation. We have to reconcile our negative emotions with our positive emotions. And then they just become emotions. They just become feelings. Now, a third thing that I want to throw in there is the law of attraction. So what I'm really saying here, we have to know how our thoughts and feelings coupled with the law of attraction format our lives.
You know, it's interesting. So, I'm sorry, go ahead and finish that. We're just going to pick up on the law of attraction.
No, go ahead. No, take me to my next lead. Go ahead.
Well, I just, you say the law of attraction, and we hear that so often. Sometimes we really don't know what it is and what role it plays in the manifestation of our desires. What is the law of attraction, and how does that work in the manifestation of these?
Okay. The law of attraction says that which is like unto itself is strong. Okay. Now, people want to make that controversial, but I don't see, there's no controversy there. It's like we get what we think about. It's like we reap what we sow. And the law of attraction is the governing principle of the universe. Now, there are other laws, say like the law of gravity. It works the same way. If you jump off a building, you're going to hit the ground. The difference between the two laws is that we can defy gravity, as noted by our planes and everything else we take up in the air.
Yes.
But law of attraction is exact. You know, they we cannot manipulate the law of attraction. Whatever we are thinking about, that's what we are going to get. And so what we're saying here, we have to be aware of our thinking. Now, let me just say, in my book, I do feelings. I think I cover that quite well, okay? But In terms of thoughts, I say a little bit about thoughts, but I really would recommend that people listen to The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. Now, I have the audio listened to it 1,000 times, and not because it's so complicated, but in fact, it's quite simple. But now I get it. He really helps us to understand how detrimental our thoughts are and that we are not our thoughts. I am the one who is watching the thoughts. But I just refer you to that book, because if you get what Michael Singer is talking about, the rest will kind of be history. You will never get caught up in those convoluted thinkings that are actually harmful. Was that clear?
Yes, it was. And you have this way, okay. And you certainly do it in the book, Living From Within, of taking these concepts and breaking them down. So we really understand them. They're very relatable. We can make sense of these and figure, you know, I can apply that to my life. Our guest, by the way, E.J. Seals Jackson. She's author of the book, Living From Within, A Tribute to Love and Happiness. Available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places, and EJ's website, ejsealsjackson.com. I want to talk a little bit about suffering, which is something that enters all of our lives from time to time. What's the root cause of all suffering?
Our thoughts. There is no problem that does not begin and end with our thoughts. When we get that and we realize the only reason that we suffer is because we think about suffering. We think about how things go wrong, you know, and that is exactly what creates the suffering. But when we understand that it is our fault, the error is in the thinking, but the correction is also. I don't care what it is, and I'm not going to try to explain this, but I'm going to tell you how it works. Whatever the problem is, if we turn within and find the feeling of love and the feeling of love inside of us, all of that messiness disappears. It goes away. I guess I can on the one hand explain what happens, because when we start thinking about thoughts that feel good, and, you know, we can certainly do that, then the law of attraction matches that. And physics say, you know, two things cannot hold one space at the same time. So if I'm feeling good, that's all I can feel. And the law of attraction is going to continue to bring things in my life that make me feel good. And that's just the way it is. We could actually, now whether we do it or not, we have the ability to feel good 24/7. And that's because the tools of creation, our thoughts and our feelings. And when we really realize the correlation with our thoughts, how our thoughts make us feel, we're going to be a lot more careful about what we think. For an example, if you go to a place, a buffet, or you just eat something and it makes you feel bad, are you going to continue to eat that food? And the obvious answer is no. So why would we continue to think thoughts that make us feel bad when we got so many other options? So that's, and when we get that correlation, I can choose and do choose to feel any way that I want to. And let me just say, this is a practice. Okay, this is a practice. You know, you have to do the work. This is not a theoretical thing. You know, my book focuses more on the theoretical aspect of this, but it is a practice. And once we become aware, okay, this is how I feel. Okay, and then you can, if it doesn't feel good, you can go back, well, that's the thought I was thinking. Okay, if that thought did not make you feel, you could change that thought. And it works either way. If you're thinking a thought that makes you feel bad, think again. If you're feeling bad, you know it's related to a thought. I mean, really, I'm pretty amazed at it. The stuff is so incredibly simple, does not have anything to do with it being easy, okay? And I really want to make that distinction, okay? It does indeed get easier, but for me, it's a moment-to-moment practice. And, you know, and I kind of forget a little bit, but I'm only going to be unhappy for 60 seconds. I mean, 90 seconds. 90 seconds. I will not, you know, because when you begin to get aware of your thoughts and your feelings, I'm very aware of my feelings. It's like, okay, sometimes I might forget and like a few little things may pile up and then it stops. Okay, what am I thinking here? Where are my thoughts? And that's when I sit back, relax, and just let life unfold. It's already done. Yeah.
And it's already done, explained in E.J.'s book, Living from Within. E.J. Seals Jackson, our guest on the program. Well, the time is going by so quickly. So much to talk about, but that's why E.J. wrote a book. And you can follow all of this with her book, which is available at Amazon, all the usual places, and her website, ejseelsjackson.com. You say there's no past, future, there's only now. Elaborate on that concept.
Yes. It is only now. If you're thinking about your past, okay, when are you thinking about it? You're thinking about it now. If we're thinking about the future, when are you thinking about it? You're thinking about it now. Now is the only time that there is. And when we begin, in our feelings, where are our feelings? They are in the now. So that's it. And the only thing that takes us out of the now will be our thinking. But it's all happening now. And when you begin to become aware of your thoughts, aware of your feelings, this comes to you. This will come to you. And you will begin to realize, and there's so much joy in the now. You know, I mean, it's just filled with joy. And anytime you can sit and be still. And now think about this. Our body is in the now. Okay. Our feelings in our body, that's in the now. The only thing that takes us out of the now is our thoughts. Aside from that, just be aware of what we are thinking, and it will keep us right here, right now. There is no other time. Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now, a lot of people have heard of that. I finally got that. I know exactly what that is. And we are not our thoughts. I am the awareness of my thoughts. I mean, I'm not going to kind of be able to really go through that, but that's just a fact. I am who I truly am. I am the one who is aware that I am thinking, if that makes sense.
It makes sense. And two concepts come up there. I think we spend so much time in the now worrying about the past or the future, we lose out on the now. And you just brought that out in very graphic terms there. And you use the two words, I am. You say they're probably the two most powerful words in the universe. Why and how should we use I am to guide us in the right direction?
You know, I am is the other name for God. I'm not a religious person, but I do understand because I listened to another author, Joel Goldsmith. He says that as well. But the one I'm referencing now, I am. There is this person, Harrison Klein, who had Asperger's syndrome, okay, which is a form of autism. He did not look anybody in the eye until he was 30 years old. And then all of a sudden, he just went through a transformation. And he can't, I am. I am that I am. And whatever we say after I am, and this is foolproof, it is like a genie in the bottle. If I say I am happy, I am supported, I am safe, everything that comes after I am, it has to manifest. There is just no other way. And that's what it is. And again, it's the other name for God. I am. I am whatever I say that I am. And someone asked him, you know, well, how long does it take to manifest if you're using the I am? You know, as long as until it manifests. Because if you're saying I am or whatever you're putting behind, it is going to manifest. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. So those are the two most powerful words in the universe. I am. I am.
Our guest today is E.J. Sales Jackson. Her book is Living From Within, a tribute to love and happiness. Boy, time is going by quickly. A couple more minutes and so many more things I want to talk about. And maybe we'll be able, fortunately, to do this again. Time going by way too quickly. But you have a quote in the book I love. When we change the way we look at a thing, the thing we look at changes. You go on to say this idea can be far-reaching, possibly in changing race relations in America, for example. Explain that a little bit more.
Okay. We can look at life differently. And I bring that up because, of course, we're not going to have the time to develop this. But if we change the way, okay, how do I put this? We, as evidenced by our increase in black-on-black crime, and that is something that we're not focusing on that. Now, if it's allegedly racially motivated by the police or whatever, then you get marches. You make it happen. You stop it. And you can see what has happened. Now, so many things we have simply brought attention to. But why are we not bringing attention to what we are doing to ourselves? And that's what I'm saying in terms, if we change the way we look at it, then we can change. We can just begin to look at race relations different. We can continue to look at the hatred, or we can shift our thinking and look at all the wonders that are going on in the world. And here again, I'm not really developing that as well as I can would like to, because the time is of the essence, and I recognize that. But it is about, let's clean up our own house. You know, let's acknowledge our role in this. You know, that's kind of the main thing that I'm saying. And that just comes with a shift in the focus. That's basically, we are teaching fear to our own. Instead of telling these young men and women with all this violence, instead of saying to them, like the A-list, just saying to them, you know, hey, look here I am, a millionaire. I had the same issues you have, but there are things that can be done that we can do about this. But instead, we lead them to believe because you're black, you know, you are not going because white people are holding you down. I don't know of a better way of saying it. That's what we feed off of. Well, you know, we can't do this anyway because we don't have the power. And see, none of that, it's just not true. It's just not true. And like I say, I would really like to do that, have done that a little bit differently. But I do understand, because our time is probably about up, right?
We are just about there. I keep stretching it because there's so many things to talk about. And again, hopefully we can do this again. But EJ's book is Living From Within. I'm going to take a minute or so here at the end, because this is so important, especially now with all the problems in schools and masking and parents yelling back and forth. You talk a lot about the importance of supporting the emotional needs of our children. Give us some suggestions and talk about why this is so important to achieve this goal.
You know what? And I hope people read the book, because this is a very well-developed topic. But it just talks about all our children need is love. I mean, that's all we need. And I go into specific behaviors in the book that we can look at for our children. And in terms of making sure every music is all age appropriate for the child. And, you know, help our children to understand how beautiful they are. It's just a different way. And I just encourage you to read the book on that, because there are a lot of things that I could say about that. One of the things that I kind of mentioned is, and this is not about fashion, this is about looking for, encouraging our children to look within, to make how I feel more important than how I look. And that's not what we do. We kind of do it backwards. We teach them, you know, we give them the latest Nikes and latest bling and
exactly.
The phones and that kind of thing. But that teaches them that you look outside of yourself for your happiness. And that's just a mistake. So I guess the bottom line, I want us to encourage our children to look within. That's where the answer lies.
And the answer in so many questions that we've all had for years, you'll find explained, because EJ has gone through the same thing that we've gone through. She's found the answers, has them in her book, has them on her website. The book is Living From Within, A Tribute to Love and Happiness. EJ Seals Jackson is the author, our guest on the program. Book, of course, is at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places, and her website, EJSealsJackson.com. We'll have all of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. EJ, the time went by way, way too quickly. We just touched the surface of your book. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Loved having you here. A lot of great information, life-changing information. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Oh, listen, thank you, Rick. This has been a pleasure. And have the best day ever.
You as well. EJ Seals Jackson, author of the book Living From Within. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.